When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Last year, Law & Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, the Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, everybody. It's your old pal Craig here, and ever since we got rid of that alien menace on the space bunker, I've been feeling a little run down. No, I haven't taken the zinc tablets you gave me. That stuff is snake oil. It's probably just one of those things where the stress and constant terror of the aliens was keeping me from getting sick. Now I'm slightly relaxed at... Oh, that was a big one, PV3. PV3? Oh, I'm not in the space bunker anymore. In fact, it doesn't feel like I'm anywhere at all. Almost like my disconnected consciousness has left my body. Wait, that's me down there, being chased by the cops. But that happened several premium series ago. This is impossible. Oh no, oh yeah, oh crap. I got the time flu. Yep, all that alien mucus in the bunker must have given me time flu. Now my mind's hopping through my own past. I can't believe I forgot to get my time flu shot this year. Well, as annoying as this is, it's a perfect opportunity to celebrate 5 years in Foon. That's right, it's the 5th anniversary of Hello from the Magic Tavern and its related media properties. So this week we're giving you all a taste of the Magic Tavern bonus shows you might be missing over on Stitcher Premium. You're about to hear a full episode of Earth Games, our bonus series where Arnie, Usador, and Chunt play games sent to them from Earth. Can a wizard understand Clue? Why is the Badger so good at Scattergories? Will Arnie ever win a game? You'll have to listen to find out. Remember, if you want to hear the rest of this series, plus our other series, and all the other great Stitcher shows, sign up for Stitcher Premium at stitcherpremium.com/magic, with the promo code MAGIC. You'll get a free month, and you'll be supporting your tavern pals. So, go to stitcherpremium.com/magic and sign up for a free month trial with the code MAGIC. Now, without further ado, take it away, me from the past.
Hi there, Craig here. Sorry if I'm a little distracted, but I seem to have gotten myself into a high-speed chase with the authorities of this nebula. Not sure how they found me, but I can tell you this. I am not going back to space prison, unless they catch me and take me there. But I don't want to bother you with my problems. This week, we've got Episode 2 of Earth Games, the Hello from the Magic Tavern spinoff, where Arnie the Human, Chunt the Shapeshifter, and Usador the Wizard play games from Earth. In this one, Momo the Mouse joins the boys for a game of Scattergories. And let me tell you, hijinks ensue. I'll just start it up now. Oh, and if I end up being arrested, can whoever finds this end the transmission for me? Thank you.
Earth Games!
It's time for another episode of Earth Games. I'm sitting in a magic tavern, and I'm playing Earth Games with my buds, a wizard, a talking badger, and a tiny mouse who has human strength. How you doing, Momo?
Hi, Momo's good.
Whew. Yeah, Arnie, I hope it's okay I brought Momo. It just seemed like the games we play, like Clue was so much fun, I thought to involve other people.
Yeah, John, I think that was fine. Like, yeah. Last week we played a game called Clue that, I gotta say, kind of got a little out of hand.
Although I will say, and I told Momo this, Earth games are easy.
That's true.
And Momo loves to be included. Sort of Momo's thing.
Yeah, well, you are included now, but not to Clue. You were excluded from Clue.
What better way to find a murderer than to have a tiny mouse hiding inside of your house who sees everything that happens and then reports it back to us? We shall surely win this week.
That's true. This is a game where only one of us is going to win.
Oh, well, but I assume it still has similar rules since it's an Earth game. There'll be some sort of murder that we'll have to find some solution for.
Oh, wait, I think I know what this game is. It's got to be kind of like Cat or Doctor, but you're trying to decide if it's poop or viscera.
Does this game have dice? Because Momo doesn't want to throw them through the wall.
Yeah, she's so strong.
Oh, because...
So strong.
Yeah, I'm so strong. Throw the dice right through the wall.
You know, the way humans always throw dice through the wall.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah, you know, human strength.
Yes.
Arnie, as I was saying, I think it's if it's Scat or Gories, then I think I've played, you know, Cat or Doctors. It's very similar.
Yeah, I don't want to play Scat or Gories, but I am excited to play an Earth game I actually like, Scattergories.
Oh, that's the same one I was looking at.
Hooray!
Yes, so what murder has transpired?
There's no murder in this game. This is more of a party game.
Well, if you think about it, murder is probably happening anyway, somewhere, right?
It's a good point, yes.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, there's probably a murder happens every 3 seconds. Yeah.
Whoa, probably. 3 seconds?
I mean, in all of Foon.
What the hell?
But fear not, for I still have the big gun from Clue. I've taken some of the cards from Clue, and I will play them whenever I wish.
And I took something from Clue, too.
Put that little tiny knife down.
It doesn't really penetrate.
I know.
All right, so how do we play Scat or Gories?
Okay, so here's how it's going to work. We each have a piece of paper that says Scattergories, and we all have a quill, and we are going to have to write down...
First of all, look how cute Momo looks holding this quill.
Oh,
it's taller than Momo.
Oh, it is adorable. A gust of wind is starting to take her away.
Oh, no.
She's
flying around the room using the paper like a hang glider.
That made me nervous. Let's continue.
All right. So, and Momo, you are, being mouse-sized, you're going to be at slightly a disadvantage because I'm guessing it takes you longer to write, like, a long list on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm, and Momo's spelling is garbage, too.
Oh, I see.
As long as you can read it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that's true. I mean, you could cheat that way, but we'll use the honor system.
Can I ask, how do you spell Momo? How do you spell Momo?
Well, that's a tricky question. Am I upside down or not?
You're upside down.
W-O-W-O.
I walked into that one.
Whoa. All this time is your name Whoa?
But Momo writes upside down. Yeah, Whoa is a family name.
Oh, sure.
Because everyone's so surprised when we're born. Like, Whoa!
Sure.
That makes way more sense than Momo. Yeah.
Carry on.
What even is Momo?
Okay, so we all have these papers that we're going to use our quills to write down these lists of things. We also have a card that on the top of it says Scattergories. It's a list of 12 categories that we're going to have to write a thing for each of these categories.
All right.
Okay. Easy enough. Here we go.
No. Here's where it gets good.
Oh, there's a murder.
There's a die.
Ooh, yes, a murder.
Yes, someone dies.
Just a singular death?
But it doesn't have numbers or pips on it.
What are pips?
Pips are dots.
Dots.
Did you say dots?
Dots on a die are called pips. And
why
I
not
know.
Call them dots?
Well, they are actually pips.
Dots.
Yeah. This is one time Ani has used the correct word for something, so let's not discourage that.
Okay. Right.
Yes, I wrote trivia on my world, so sometimes I know things that are useless.
Almost exclusively.
But this die is...
Letters.
It has letters.
Is that the word you're looking for?
Well, no. I was trying to figure out if it was how many sides it has.
Oh. He knows pips, but he doesn't know letters.
Well, there's 26, right?
Well, I don't think there are 26 because this looks like a 20-sided die. And I know there are 26 letters in my human English language. How many letters are there in Foonian?
27.
27?
Mm-hmm.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y N Z.
And then flurb.
Yes, flurb.
Okay, so we have our card, and our list that we're going to do is musicians, musical groups for one. Two is vegetables.
So I can just start writing these down.
No. I'm going to roll this die, but instead of a pip or pips,
we understand there are no pips.
You're going to get a letter.
All right. And what do we do with that letter?
Then you're going to write the things on this list, but your answers have to start with the letter I roll in place of a pip.
Now it's a game.
All right. So after vegetables, the third thing on your list is going to be reasons to have a party. That's pretty fun. Four is villains/monsters.
Ooh, villains/monsters? So it's like a combat?
A villain. I mean, the slash can mean and or monster. Or I guess can mean like a villain or a monster.
Okay.
It could be a good monster.
It looks like villains divided by monsters to me.
Ooh, villains divided by monsters except after murder.
Number five is things that weigh less than a pound.
Whoa. Are my ears burning?
Yeah, they are. Let me.
Ouch, ow, ah, ha, ha.
That's right. When you were flying around the room on that piece of paper, you got pretty close to some of those candles. 6, excuses for being late. 7, items in this room.
Ooh. Mm.
And, you know, this is a good time for me to point out that these should be, like, real answers.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and we will all be the judges of each other's answers. So if someone puts in some bullshit that doesn't fit the category, or you're just trying to squeeze in something that doesn't fit, then we can all say, no, that's not a thing in this room.
Why would you have to explain that? We tried to solve a real murder last week.
And we succeeded.
Arnie, can I pull you aside here?
Sure.
I don't know if this is totally fair, items in this room, because Usur can conjure literally anything.
Oh.
So he could just put down anything.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
That's not fair. How about we... Hey, everybody, Chunt and I were just talking, and for no reason...
You just threw me under the fucking
man. No, look, you're not a boxcart kid. Don't worry about it.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I know. It's been like 8 or 9 days. Yeah. We were just saying, Chunt and I were just talking. This isn't about anybody in particular, but for things in this room, we should say things in this room...
No magic.
Well,
and that could be about anybody in this room we're talking about. We're telling everyone not to use magic.
Nope. Give me the instruction book. Does it say explicitly in the instruction book that you cannot use magic to conjure items?
This is a great thing about this game. It's not an instruction book. It's an instruction card.
Ooh. Oh, well, give me the card then.
Arnie, just lie. Just read it and lie.
Momo doesn't like it when people are passive aggressive. So if someone has something to say to Momo, go ahead.
Yes, are you going to conjure something into the room, Momo?
I don't know how.
Your ears are on fire.
Ouch.
How about this? We will all agree not to use magic while we play Scattergories.
Yeah.
I won't do the thing where I make a candle light. Chunt won't use dark magic.
Thank you.
Momo won't accidentally discover that she knows how to use magic and never realized it.
I can't make that promise.
And then Usur, I don't know if you know magic, but if that also pertains to you, then I guess that rule is about you, but not exclusively about you.
It's about everybody.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This isn't a Usidor rule. Yeah. This just seems like a good idea.
It's
for
a Weesidor rule.
House rule for Scattergories. And people on Earth, feel free to add this to your rules that you use on Earth as well when you play Scattergories.
You know what? That's fine.
Why'd you say it like that?
No reason.
You're saying it all shitty.
Am I?
Yeah, why are you saying it all shitty?
Oh, no reason.
Arnie's going to use magic. Fuck this.
I don't know. Also, hey, house rule. This isn't for anyone in particular. Can we all just agree during this game none of us are going to fuck an animal? Like, just during the
game.
That
feels pointed.
Why would Momo start today?
two of the four of us are animals.
Yeah.
So it's a little unfair. I don't think sex was going to come up in the course of this game unless there's another rule I don't know about.
Yeah, how about this? Let's not make it's not animal related. No effing during the game. And in fact, my F that I took from Clue, I will.
What if we roll an F?
Oh, shit. All right, well, if we roll an F,
then we can fuck
then
an
the
animal?
Game is over.
Yes. Oh, damn it.
Okay. Oh, do we get through the list?
Nope, we stopped at things in this room. What else? We have house decorations.
It's weird to have items in this room and then house decorations.
Things that are round.
Momo.
Ways to say yes. Snacks. And things that have numbers.
Oh.
Not that dice.
Yeah.
I know. This has
pips.
Yeah. This No. This has letters.
Yeah, what's the difference between pips and letters?
Pips are dots that represent numbers.
Pip is also the name of my sister.
Your sister's name is Pip?
She goes by Pip.
Oh, she doesn't go by Dib?
Can I ask something? Yeah, if she's upside down, is it Bib?
How'd you know? Deductive reasoning, maybe.
Oh. All right.
You know the phrase deductive reasoning, and you can't spell your own name.
Go jump away from me, please.
All right. I have the non-pip die. Are we all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
After I roll it and announce the letter that all of our answers begin with, I will turn this tiny timer over.
Aww.
And by the time the sands go all the way down.
Well, they're already all the way down.
Well,
I
will flip it over and this... Well, I mean, you have these kind of timepieces, I guess.
Yes, it's like a small, crappy hourglass.
Yes, but we will not have an hour.
These are the days of our lives.
Yeah, I mean, every day is the day of your life to die.
I know, I just felt like saying it.
All right.
Good reminder.
Okay, are we ready? I'm rolling the die.
Doesn't look like you're rolling the die.
S! The letter is S.
Shit.
I am turning over the timer.
All right, and we just yell them out loud?
No, no, no. You write them down. Oh, I almost forgot the most important rule. Sorry. Everybody stop. If you put down an answer that someone else puts down for that part of the list, no one gets points. Neither of you get points.
We'll see.
Okay. All right. Letter S. Okay. It's important to note, if you can't think of one, you aspire to do all of them.
Yeah.
But you can't do
I've just all been of looking them off your sheet.
No. First of all, Chunt, that's literally the worst thing you could do in this game, because if you answer the same thing as me, then neither of us get points for those. So you...
Ooh, so I can take you out of the game.
You could, which...
What's a Sinatra? Done, I win.
No, it's not a race. Although, I actually am not looking at the timer. Oh, the timer. Time is almost up. There's a few grains of sand. Well, actually, more than a few grains.
Ooh, sand.
Oh, fuck. Time is up. Quills down. Quills down.
Stressful.
No, I think they're bird feathers. I mean, down is more like a goose.
Oh, you're right. Quills, goose. Quills,
thank
goose.
You. I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
Do I just go all the way down the list, or do we...
Oh, I guess we should actually all do each one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. For musicians, musical groups, I have the sex slingshots.
The what?
The sex slingshots.
I just realized I'm not going to necessarily know what if your guys' answers are real or made up.
Okay. We'll
they're
tell you.
Not? Yes, of course we'll tell you if they're made up, but we wouldn't do that, would we?
Mm-mm.
No way.
What, you wouldn't tell me if they were made up?
No.
Yeah, Momo cheats on accident all the time, but never on purpose.
There you go.
Look, here's the thing. You don't have to tell me if he's cheating for me. You should declare that he's cheating for yourselves. You shouldn't let him cheat because you're competing against him.
I understand that. The Sex Slingshots are a very good musical group.
What are some of their songs?
Bonin'.
Oh, I gotta check out the Sex Slingshots.
What did everybody else get?
Well, I put down Frank Sinatra. Thank you for...
What's that?
What's a Sinatra?
Sinatra is like a... He's old blue eyes.
Why is he so honest?
What's that?
He's Frank Sinatra.
He's very frank with people.
Well, I
straightforward
guess he...
Isn't it also supposed to start with an S? Wasn't that the whole point?
Well, his last name starts with an S.
But not his first name, and you said Frank Sinatra, which sounds like an F to me. And I remember, as we said before, F
no
loses
Fs.
The game.
Oh, shit. All right, fine. Momo, what do you have down for musician?
The Shines.
The Shines?
Mm-hmm. They're like a bunch of stars, and they sing the songs like...
And honestly, if you listen to them, change your life.
Wow.
Well, that's what boys say on first dates. But Momo doesn't know about that.
Okay.
I had Socko.
Oh, that reminds... I'm so sorry, Momo. How did that date you had with Braff go?
Momo doesn't want to speak.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, you said you had, what did you have?
Socko? It's the young lady who sits out in the town square and just slaps her knees and makes percussion that way.
You know, Socko.
Socko?
She just seems like a crazy lady. I don't think she's
That's music.
Who makes music?
You don't have to make music on purpose to be a musician.
That's right.
Okay, fine. So everyone gets a point but me.
Okay. Number two, we had vegetables. I put sometimes. Because, you know, I'm not always in the mood for them, but sometimes.
You're supposed to put down the name of a vegetable.
Okay, I'm going
to
give myself 2 points because sometimes begins and ends with an S.
I wrote, summer is a good time for them.
Very good.
Oh, you know what? You both had time in your answer, I think.
Cancel out.
Yeah, yours are both basically measurements of time, so I think no points for both of you for that one. Momo, what did you have?
Silly carrots. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if we should accept adjectives, but God, I'm going to be honest, I don't think Momo's going to win, so give this one to her.
Arnie,
no, I
brought a guest. Rude. Don't be rude.
No, I wasn't making eye contact when I said that.
Absolutely not wrong, so.
Hold on.
Look, okay, fine. If Momo wins, I'll apologize.
Hold on, I'm going to run. Let me run to the kitchen. All right, here we go. Look at this.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a good source of vitamin C.
That is a... That is a silly carrot.
That's a very silly carrot.
Yeah. Like right. I said, Momo gets a point. Momo, you have 2 points now.
Interesting.
I put nothing down for vegetables because I couldn't think of a single vegetable, regardless of letter.
That tracks.
Well,
that tracks.
You're squashed for that round.
Well, I'll go first for the next round.
I'm going to grab some strawberries real quick.
Reasons to have a party.
Strawberries is not a vegetable.
Excuse me?
I don't think.
No, definitely not.
Wait, what have I been eating?
Ooh. Anyway, next round. Reasons to have a party. I wrote sunken ship.
Mm.
If your ship sinks, why not have a party?
Damn, good one. Arnie, what'd you put?
I put sadness.
Oh,
just to cheer yourself up.
Mine's pretty similar.
Oh,
yeah. What'd you
ours have? Might all cancel each other out. I wrote self-esteem boost.
Yeah, same thing. And also, depending on what type of boat it is, it might have been a steamboat, so you're also out. I wrote down surprise, so that's 7 points.
What? No, because of the, it's not the number
I put six S's in front of it.
No, it's not.
You said if you have more than one S, it's an extra point, so.
Look, I don't need to know the secret of your six S's.
All right, so only Chunt gets points for round three. Round four, I'll go first again. Villains slash monsters, I wrote Skogladeth.
Ooh.
That seems like that's just sounds, but it's not.
It's definitely not.
Who's Skogladeth?
It's the oldest story of all time.
Oh.
Yes, oh yes.
I'd love to hear it right now, from beginning to end.
In centuries long before time was even measured.
Hold on. Is that centuries with an S?
No, it's a C, I believe. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help you get more
points. I know, but I don't want to lie.
Also, centuries before time was a concept. You can't. How do you even know? This might have been like 5 minutes before time.
Okay. A few minutes before time was a concept.
Oh.
Skogladeth went through the countryside, causing naught but famine and death.
I'm
and
so hungry
sadness.
And dead.
Yes, exactly. And everywhere he went. All he had to do was look down upon your village or your home with his eyes.
Look down, don't look him in the eye.
His eyes of pure burning fire, and no fire did emanate from them. Nay, he did not breathe fire like a dragon or shoot lasers out of his eyes like the goddesses. But nay, he did but look upon thee.
Oh, I thought you meant but he neighed.
He did that too. He would neigh.
Out of his butt.
Out of his butt.
A butt nay.
A butt nay.
That's my favorite part.
And you would just feel horror upon you. And slowly you would begin to decay and slowly die. And it was so terrible and sad. And then 7 angels appeared, sent by the goddesses, each with swords of a different color of fire. Blue, red, yellow, green, amber. I don't remember them all right now. And they struck him directly through the eyes, killing him on the spot.
Oh. Wow.
Yes.
I put down Snake Man.
What's the story of Snake Man, Chunt?
Many years ago, there was a guy who used to hold snakes. He died because snakes have poison.
Poison.
Oh. Was he villainous in any way?
He's kind of a prick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care for him.
Who'd you have, Arnie?
I put Sinestro. So.
Frank Sinestro?
Because that starts with an F.
No, not Frank Sinestro. Look, decades ago, when Hal Jordan first became the Green Lantern, he got assistance about learning what it was to be a Green Lantern from another member of the Green Lantern Corps. I don't need to go into all the details about how the Green Lantern Corps works, but it's just like a large organization.
How does a corpse work? It's dead.
It's a large organ. It's a corp. It's like a corporation. It's not a corporation. I don't really know what corp stands for.
Are you trying to say core?
Oh. Well, that's
the
not
Green Lantern Corps?
Well, maybe I was reading it upside down.
Oh, that could be.
Anyway, he was learning the ropes from, he was a rookie Green Lantern. He was learning the ropes.
Is this a popular story on Earth, or is this considered pretty mediocre?
It's a pretty popular. It's way up there. This is like the cool kids love Green Lantern.
Or is it like guys who say the shines are good, and then really it's just... Like not for everyone.
Yes, how popular is it? Would your mom know about this?
My mom would not know about this.
Okay.
Was there a movie
She's
made
more
about
of a
it?
Marvel fan. What's that?
She's Is there amazing. A movie made about it?
You know, I think there was a movie made about it. And I think maybe Sinestro is in it, but Sinestro didn't get a chance to really like.
Aww.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Sinestro, you think.
He doesn't seem like a monster yet to me.
He's just another space cop. But then you come to learn that his methods are a little too fascist. And he's kind of like Space Hitler. But he's also a space cop.
Why didn't you just write down Space Hitler?
Yeah, or Spitler.
Shit.
Just put Spitler.
You're right. Okay. Anyway, Sinestro. How about I do this? Sinestro / Space Hitler. I get a point.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his 3 children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Momo wrote scarecrows. They scare away far more than crows.
Yeah, that's let's give that one. She's not.
Yeah, those,
she's
they
not
should
gonna win.
They should be called scare-alls.
Because they scare everything.
Who's not afraid of a scarecrow?
I don't think you get a point for Sinestro because his first name is Thal. Anyway, moving on.
okay, things that weigh less than a pound. I had spiced potato.
I had sand.
I had socks.
I had snail.
Arnie, can I argue against your answer?
I mean, I would expect no less.
If you have a pound of sand, weighs a pound. If you have
same goes with socks.
It's got us there.
Same goes with spiced potatoes.
Ah, shit.
Did you write down spiced potato or spiced potatoes?
Second.
I bet you put spiced potatoes at the end because you're fucking trying to get another S.
All right. No points for anyone on that round.
What?
Wait, do you get 2 points if it ends with the same letter?
No, you don't. Chum thinks you do.
Give
also, let's just
points.
Look.
You're not going to win.
Let's just give it.
How did I not write down Starling for monster?
Excuses for being late. Sorry.
I put sadness again.
Oh, Arnie, do you want to stop playing the game?
I mean, I'm playing the game to fight off sadness. That's
okay.
The point of all games.
This game's a party?
Yeah.
Oh.
What did you have, Momo?
I wrote slipped.
It's a good reason to be late.
I just wrote down the number one reason I'm late to anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, also, speaking of, we were supposed to start the board game about a half hour ago. Where were you at?
Oh, sad.
What?
I was too sad to show up. Keep going.
I had stalling.
That's a good one.
Yes.
It makes a lot of sense.
As if I was creating a diversion. Stalling.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so...
Items in this room. I had categories.
Oh, fuck.
Good one.
I had sound equipment. That's how we're recording this podcast.
Oh, very good.
Mama?
I wrote scarecrow, because check out that
man
in the corner.
Right over there.
I never saw that over there.
Yes.
Was that? I swear that wasn't over there.
No.
When we started,
I swear I just saw it order a drink, but I'm not here to alarm everyone.
And I, of course, had this stalk of celery that has been in my robe this entire time.
Arnie, I think he used magic.
I think
I'm
he
not
going to
lie. I want to call bullshit, but I don't want to make him upset.
Celery begin with a C.
Stalk of celery does not.
Oh.
Why would you stalk celery?
What, are you fucking in love with it? Why don't you marry it?
To find out what it's doing.
Arnie, I'm terrified.
Guys, don't freak out. But is it just me, or every time we look away from that scarecrow and look back, does it get a little bit closer?
It absolutely does. Absolutely. Maybe we should stop looking at it.
Okay. Don't worry. I have this gun from Clue.
It's just a little piece of foam.
All right. The next category is house decorations, of which I, of course, put down steeples.
Steeples?
Yes.
Like decorations on the outside of a house?
Well, if you live inside of a house that has a steeple,
yeah,
perhaps you're a person of a nocturnal nature who hides there in the daytime to go out at night destroying criminals.
Hmm. Okay.
Works for Momo.
Also, that scarecrow, I mean, I guess it's a scarecrow, but it more just has like a bag on its head.
Don't make this worse than it needs to be.
Noose around its neck.
Here's what I put. House decorations. Sure. I'm open to them.
Oh, I like that.
Come on, no.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I had written down, sure.
No.
14.
Momo, what did you have?
Spiderweb.
Yeah, let's give it to you.
Glisten in the darkness. Tap up your weekly schedule. Put it on there. It stays stuck.
Oh.
Got a little spider
Very
friend.
Handy. Yep, and I put down shoes. Okay, next category.
Whoa. You're going to decorate a house with shoes?
Well, on my world, it's pretty common for people to decorate their homes with shoes. I know.
Damn it,
I know. I'm from a different world than you guys are.
Wish there was some way to verify this.
It's not a thing where I saw that we were almost out of time, and literally the only S word I could think of was shoes.
Is it like a thing where rich people have a lot of them, and then they like do like have like a closet where they showcase them?
Yeah, if you go into a rich person's house, they say, please take off your shoes so they don't clash with my decorations.
Right. Next round, number 9. Things that are round. I wrote schools.
Schools?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Around?
Yeah, they're around.
Why not?
There's one over there, one over here. They're around. Mm. I had sun. S-O-N. Because sometimes kids be fat.
Oh. Sure. Yeah. Especially if they've got a dad.
What?
I don't know. Sun.
I'm not even going to try to dissect that logic.
Mama, what'd you have?
Sphere.
Oh, my God. That's the right answer. That's oh, right. My
Nailed
gosh.
I don't know. Yeah, don't worry, though. Momo's probably going to lose.
Oh, my God. That was like an O. Henry short story. And I have sausage. Okay, moving on.
Number 10, ways to say
whoa,
yes.
Whoa.
What?
On Earth, are sausages round?
Yeah. Wait. What shape are sausages here on Foon?
They look like wieners.
Look like big old wieners.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. And you eat them?
Yeah. Put them in your mouth.
Yeah, that's weird. In my world, they're shaped round. They're shaped round. Yeah, and that was not just a thing where I couldn't think of any other word besides shoes.
All right.
Guess we gotta give it to him.
Number 10, ways to say yes.
I had say yes.
Pretty good.
You can't technically argue with that one.
That's true.
I had, it's all right.
That's great.
It's all right.
S'A.L. R-I-G-H-T.
It's all right.
It's all right with you?
Like, yeah. Momo, there's no more room at the sleepover. You can't come in. It's all right.
Oh, Momo.
I'm fine.
Is that why you were late? Because that was the sadness-causing event?
Yeah, also I slipped.
Well, I put down C.
What does that mean?
It's a Spanish word on my world that means yes. But also, I spelled it wrong.
How'd you spell it?
S-E-E.
Okay.
I was in a hurry.
I wrote same.
Same.
Like same.
Yeah, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you. Mama's not going to win.
Snacks. I had Spintax because he's a fucking snack.
What? Do you have a thing for Spintax?
Everyone here has a thing for Spintax. Except for Usador.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, you do have a thing for Spintax?
I said I don't know about that.
Oh, so you're confused.
Momo, do you have a thing for Spintax?
Almost always.
Almost
When
always.
Don't you?
When Mayor Manana distracts me.
Oh. Wow.
How is Mayor Manana?
Still a banana who doesn't talk.
Great. Asked and answered.
Arnie, what'd you have?
I put saltines.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I, of course, had stalk of celery that's been in my robe this entire time.
Arnie, he pulled out a different stalk of celery. He's got to be making those.
How many stalks of celery can you fit in a robe?
I have plenty in here. Don't worry about it.
He's doing magic.
Momo wrote soup.
Butt soup? That starts with a B.
Oh, well then regular soup then.
That starts with an R.
R?
Regular soup?
Oh, soup. No.
O soup starts with an O.
Hold on.
Let me show you my O soup.
Soup.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
No, it checks out. There you go. We'll give it to you. It's
fine. She's not going to win.
And last but not least, things that have numbers. I put pips, but I spelled it backwards.
Well, you know what? I put some dice.
Cross it off. I had some dice.
Oh.
I wrote stories, like chapter one.
Pretty good.
Okay. Don't worry, I'm not going to win.
I should have put score. Some of our scores have numbers. Also, it's not so much that I didn't get any points that last round. It's that I thought of the same thing as Usador.
Who are you talking to?
I'm thinking.
Oh, that's Momo, right. You weren't here last episode. We discovered that Ani often just says things out loud, which are just thoughts he should keep in his brain.
And if he's not talking, he's not thinking.
Maybe like, Momo's probably going to lose? A thought like that?
Things like that, exactly.
Excellent.
Let's tally up our scores.
Sure. Oh, I have to count. Luckily, I got almost no points. Okay, did we all tally up our scores?
Yep. I got mine. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
700. Starts with an S, so it's 701. That starts with an S, so it's 702. That starts with an S, 703.
I have like five or so.
I have eight.
Momo has 11.
Oh, Momo.
Guys, I lied. I had 10.
Well, at least Momo didn't win.
No, Momo.
No, so everyone feels comfortable.
No, hold on, Momo, you won.
I lost by a lot.
You won.
All right, well, time for another round. Can't wait to lose again. Let's
Momo,
get
you
this
won.
Started.
You won. Momo, you won.
Definitely won.
What?
You know, I don't like when people are passive aggressive. You won.
What?
That's a reason to throw a party.
Yeah.
Smomo wins.
Oh, look, there's a scarecrow. It's getting closer. Everyone be
polite.
Whoa.
Is there any way to stop evil? Moving scared.
Oh, he's releasing a gas.
Nasty. There are some ways to stop evil scarecrows, but it's best to wait until they get much closer to you and start pointing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know what to do. Usador, I'm going to allow you to use your magic. Is everybody okay with that?
I haven't used my magic once. I'm just enjoying a third stalk of celery.
Why do you keep winking? Usador, use your magic and I want you to make a scarecrow.
Oh.
It's the one thing that scarecrows are afraid of.
Momo's going to get so scared. Momo's going to jump so high and latch onto the ceiling.
That's really far for you because you're a mouse.
I'm a mouse.
Let all those who are filled with straw now beware, for a scarecrow is doubled and it's scare.
Oh, shit. It's on the other side of us. Shit.
Yes,
Usador, quick, make a scarecrow.
Okay. It's about to get busy in here. The roof may blow.
That's what he says. Usador, we're not in your bedroom. That's what he says before he has sex.
Let me cast my damn spell. It's about to get busy in here. The roof may blow. Now you look pawn. Triple scarecrow.
Oh, the scarecrow is even more terrifying.
No, scarecrow.
Wait, I think I know what to do. Magic them away.
Oh, all three of them?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to conjure a cat that could catch them and track them all down, and then conjure a dog that could catch that cat.
Ooh.
But I like your idea better. Come on down.
All right, Arnie, should we play another round?
Yeah, let's do another round.
That was humiliating.
Let's see. But here's the thing. You know your cards? Turn it over.
Whoa, now it's upside down.
No. Flip it over the other way.
I flipped it, and it landed back on list one.
Well, list two is on the back.
Why don't you say that?
Yeah.
It's pips all over again.
So we're going to do things you can't see, countries, things with windows, five-letter words, artists, found in the backyard, leisure activities, found in a dorm, ingredients, things that are cold, something you look forward to, and things you can collect. And the letter.
No F.
Oh.
What is it?
It's O, the letter O.
Oh.
right. Quills down.
Oh, there we go.
No, again, Arnie, quills are usually from a bird. Oh, down is from a goose.
That's true. That's true. Sorry.
So quills bird.
Okay. Quick, before all these scarecrows get us.
You didn't magic them away?
I thought I did.
Arnie, do you still see scarecrows?
I do. All the time. Everywhere.
Always?
Am I the only one that sees these scarecrows?
Yes.
Oh. I wonder if that's magic or if I'm really just like fucking losing it.
We're trying to play a game.
Okay, fair enough. All right, but just in case I am losing my mind or about to be killed by invisible scarecrows, let's do this round a little bit faster. What do we think?
Sure. Great.
Things you can't see.
Olga the ghost.
The ocean from right here.
Oh, yeah.
I put over there.
I can see over there.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, cross that out.
I put owls.
Fair enough. Number two, countries.
I put, okay.
Is that a country?
No, I'm just agreeing with the statement.
But that,
that's 1 point.
I put Ohio.
Oh.
We told Momo where you're from, the country of Ohio.
Okay, fair. I put Ontario, which is a country, just in a Canadian one.
I put Olathank.
Olathank?
Yes, it's just south of Migos.
Oh, okay.
Things with windows. I had ovaries.
What?
Ovaries are the window to the soul.
No.
You never heard that expression?
No.
Neither have I. Till now.
But I have heard people say, hey, my ovaries are down here.
I had otters, because they build beautiful little houses with windows.
I wrote orphanages with a question mark, because Momo's not even sure if they have windows.
Oh, I hope they do. I hope they do. They deserve windows.
Let's give it to her. She's going to win.
Yeah, they usually get one.
Yeah. I put our house.
All right. Five letter words. I put quill, paper, stamp, envelope, and ink.
Oh, but none of them
isn't
start
he clever?
With O.
But it's five letter words.
Yes, but they have to start with O.
They have to start
but
with
it's
O.
Words that have to do with letter, five of them.
Yes, yeah. But it has to start with the letter.
Oh, I'm sorry. O quill, O paper, O stamp, O envelope, O ink.
Gotta give it to him.
Gotta give it to him. I had otter.
I had otters, so.
I had Orion.
Otters is plural. It's not a five-letter word.
Still, it knocks you out.
No.
Wait, we're just going to give Momo Orion?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fine. She's going to win.
Number five, artists. I had otters.
I had octopus.
I had O'Keefe. Because, Arnie, you're always talking about that woman who paints vaginas.
Yeah.
You do talk about that a lot.
And every time you start to talk about it, you go, I'm going to edit this out.
Oh, I know every episode I go on and on a little bit about Georgia O'Keefe. You know, it's a little, I don't just say she paints vaginas. I mean, there's a certain, like, vaginal quality to her paintings. But, I mean, she paints flowers. It's not like, look.
Hey, her ovaries are over here.
Did you also write O'Keefe?
No, I put Orville Redenbacher.
Okay.
Oh, what is some of his art?
Oh, it's so light and salty.
I guess we got to give it to you. Found in the backyard. Ocean. Sometimes you might find that in the backyard.
Owls.
Otters.
Only grass.
Okay. Leisure activities. I had okie noodling. That's when you put your finger in a body of water and wiggle them around and fish think they're worms.
Oh, that's what okie noodling is?
That's what okie noodling is. I don't know what okie noodling is.
Okay, sorry. I was worried that I was going to have the same thing. I put orgasm.
That's your leisure activity?
I mean, I'm not doing it at work.
He's got you there.
You got to try it.
What?
Never mind.
What did you have, Momo?
Open relationships.
Cool. I had ottering around.
Okay.
What
does that entail?
Do you know any words besides otter that start with O?
Number eight, found in a dorm. I wrote otters.
I wrote open relationships.
I wrote otters as well.
I wrote orgasm.
All right, so those are all net crossed out. Number nine, ingredients, of course, otters.
Oysters.
I put down orgasms.
I put
a little dabble, do you?
Oregano, very good. 10, things that are cold. Otters.
October.
I put ocelots because sometimes they can be real standoffish.
I put Olaf.
What's Olaf?
Olaf is cold. 11, something you look forward to. Otters.
Opening night.
Oranges.
Orgasm.
Number 12, things you can collect. Otters.
Other people's hair.
I put orgasms.
You can collect them?
Gotta catch them all.
Omegas?
Omegas?
Momo couldn't think of any more O words.
Let's give it to her. She's going to win.
I mean, technically, it's the last thing she wrote down.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right, let's tally up her scores here.
A lot of orgasms. What was I thinking?
I have 14.
I have like 5 or something.
Whoa, how, Momo has a 5. Day? You gotta stop playing with that thing. Wait, you're talking about orgasm still?
I'm so dehydrated.
You made Momo sick.
Momo's back.
I had 10, so added up from the last round, that's a total of 18.
Momo has 23 altogether.
Oh, we added up from the last round too?
Yeah.
So you have 700 and...
Yeah, I lied earlier.
Oh.
I had like 3.
Oh, yeah. We don't need to pay attention to Momo's score because she's not going to win. Who has the highest number on their sheet?
I said 18.
I have 3.
Total?
Yeah.
Well, Momo is embarrassed that Momo lost so bad, so Momo's going to slowly back out of the room.
Hold on. Let's look on Momo's sheet.
I think well, there's no point in looking on there.
I accidentally did.
Well,
because
it's,
I thought
it's
there
two
was a
numbers,
scarecrow.
And the first number is a 2. 2 is okay. Pretty low.
Two is low. Is there? What's the other number?
3. 3 is pretty low. Oh, and add those together, it's 5.
No, but I
don't think
Momo
you add them.
Momo knows
though.
She won, but she doesn't want to be a rude guest. Momo knows. At least Momo knows. Good job, Momo.
Now Momo's doing it. Now Momo's speaking her thoughts.
Am I?
It's Momo, nice, you isn't
won.
It?
I
Momo,
won.
You won.
What is Momo's prize?
There's no.
Ernie, you.
What about the sticker?
What did Momo win today?
Last week you promised us a sticker.
Well, by the time we get to the bottom of this big old box of games, there will be a sticker.
Can I ask for a different prize for the next game? You give me an orgasm?
Can Momo have the hourglass? If we're all stealing from these things, we're all thieves.
Well, I was going to give you this Miss Scarlet card, but I guess I'll keep this one for myself.
Yeah.
Here's the hourglass.
Yay!
Oh, wonderful.
Now it's her glass.
Yes, it was ours before, and now it is mine.
What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful game.
Yeah, Arnie, I really like this game. Is this one that you like as well, or do you hate it like Clue?
No, I love this game. I used to play this game all the time on Earth a few decades ago.
Oh my god, I just saw something on the box.
What?
Arnie. Aw.
What?
It says Hasbro. That means that this is Clue's brother.
Do you know what that means?
What?
The otters are the murderer.
Oh my
you
gosh.
Were so, you said they were something to look forward to just a second ago.
Yes, but now that I know that they've committed a murder, I know there's something to look out for. Just like this stalk of celery.
That's got to be a different one. Yeah,
they look magic. Fresh.
I mean, I hope it's magic because if he's just keeping them in his robe, it's...
I mean, they look fresh, but when he bites into them, it's a squish sound. Oh, limp ass celery.
Limp ass celery. Oh, that's what I was going to put down for musician.
Is that a band on Earth? Limp ass celery? What are some of their songs? You're the Durst.
Wow, the otters were the murderers the whole time, I guess. I was kind of in and out on this one, what with being chased by the space police. Oh, funny story about that. It turns out they weren't after me for escaping from prison at all. See, a few parsecs back, I met this guy at a truck stop who offered to pay me to deliver some totally legal cargo for him. I said sure, and long story short, I think I'm a bootlegger now? I haven't actually looked in the cargo hold, but it must be something explosive, because when I ejected one of the crates, the cops turned tail pretty quick. So, problem solved. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by special guest Aaron Keith. Check out Aaron's podcast, Hey Riddle Riddle, where she, Adil Rafai, and John Patrick Cohen try to solve terrible riddles, but mostly just make jokes instead. Earth Games is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Special assistance by Ryan DiGiorgi. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Earth Games logo by Allard Laban. The Rules theme song by Stefan Dranger. Well, I'll see you next week for the Game of Life. Are we all playing the Game of Life when you think about it? Man, I am totally becoming a highway philosopher.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.